This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
Hello, how are you today?
No, I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you.
There's no coffee in here.
No, I'm good.
That's good. Who are you?
James.
Okay, James, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I dropped out of school at 16. I have a puppy.
Yes, you have a puppy. Named Puppy.
Azeel.
And you lived in Napier your whole life?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much. Flexmere in Napier.
Born in Napier?
Yeah.
Sweet. So, how about likes and hobbies?
I like drinking.
As you do.
I like hanging out with people that can get on a good buzz. Spending time with friends. Mainly just getting out of the house.
Buzzy shit.
Just hanging with people that are like can have a good time. Doesn't have to be drinking, just, you know, talkative people. I like meeting new people. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you don't have a cell phone.
Yeah, so when they meet me, they're like, how do I contact you? I'm like, well, you're just going to have to find me.
Anyway, what is your sex?
Gay.
No, that's your sexuality.
Male.
Yes.
Obviously.
Do you know?
Do I sound like a girl? No.
Do you, what is your gender identity? What gender do you identify with?
Males.
Yeah. And, obviously sexuality is gay.
Yeah.
What is
making this so confusing.
Which culture do you identify with?
Like, my background.
What?
Like Maldives.
Yeah?
Yeah, Maldives and, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Everyone. And how do you express yourself in a masculine or feminine?
Sort of like half and half, yeah.
In between.
When I'm around guys, I sort of tend to be a bit more guyish. And when I'm around chicks, I just don't even care. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, like another chick.
And then you're hanging around other gays and like, hi!
Yeah.
As you do. So when did you first realise that you were attracted to males?
Was about 12.
12. What happened?
It was during our end of year camp.
Oh.
I kissed my best friend, so...
I kissed the boy and I liked it. Yeah. Oh, go on.
And then, yeah, sort of got out the whole school, so it's pretty bad. But I was alright in the end.
It was an attempt kind of thing.
Yeah, just ended up moving to another school. Started over again.
And then the same thing happened again.
Oh, no, I came out there fully and then ended up dropping out the next year. I was alright. I was pretty, like, I could handle the stuff. It was just annoying hearing people, what they were saying. I was sort of like, oh, get over yourself.
So you never were having a denial period where you were, like, you didn't accept your sexuality or anything?
Nah, like... I know how I feel about chicks, like, they're like mates or sisters or something, like, I can hang out with them. Yeah, I do like a couple of them, but never for what they look like, more their personalities, like a really, really good friend, I used to think, oh yeah, I want to go out with you, I like you. But then, the way I feel about guys, it's totally different, like, you know.
Yeah, you actually get attracted to guys.
Yeah, yeah, I'm attracted to their figure and what they look like and... how they talk and stuff like that.
Yeah. Maybe less like that, but yeah. So you came out at 16?
Yeah.
Yeah. To who did you came out to first?
One of my really, sort of new friends. I sort of wanted to see how she'd take it. And then I came out to my best friend, to my two best friends at the time, and then to my mum, and then to a couple other friends, and then pretty much the whole school found out, but it was all good by then.
What was the general reaction to it, though?
Because most of my friends are chicks, like, used to be chicks, they were pretty like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, I knew it, and all this stuff.
Oh my god, you can take me shopping.
Yeah, it's like, calm down.
We can wear makeup together.
They think it's like that, they think I'm like that, but like, man, I'll go shopping and they're like, what do you think of this? I'm like, put it on, I can't tell what it looks like when you're just holding it in front of me.
It's like,
a bad session. Oh, fucking session, fashion taste.
Like, great.
Really bad. I just wear what other people wear. Mm-hmm. That's how I figure it. Or wear whatever
in my closet.
Yeah, yeah, I do follow trends.
The trendy look. Oh, you're doing the rat's tail thing?
Yeah. he was like, what do you want to do with this? And I was like, no, don't chop it off. It's taken a while to grow this.
Oh, no, you're a little wretch.
But it feels, like, pretty disgusting.
Then why did you keep it?
Like, heaps of split ends. I don't know, like... And he made it look really retarded, look. But he's like, made it square, and then that. I was like, I told him to do it like that.
Mm.
He don't listen.
Yeah.
But it's alright, he did a pretty good job.
Anyway, yeah. So you were quite... You had a support system, really, for people accepting your sexuality.
Yeah, like, I had people to talk to and stuff. Like, you know, when people would say things, I'd just ignore them. None of my friends had anything bad to say. But yeah, I only told my mum out of my family. And then, my sister found out not too long after. And yeah, it was pretty, like, kept it pretty tight for a while and then just got out, but... The only people I didn't want to know were my dad and my nan and my brother. And they, like, no one that knew them, so I was pretty, like, I didn't really care about who knew because I didn't really care about their opinions, but just my dad, my nan, and my brother. Just glad they still don't know.
They still don't know.
Oh, my dad, he got told by his best friend because his best friend went out with my best friend's sister. They were, like, husband and wife, and that's my dad's friend since, like, high school.
Mm.
So I was pretty trippy, like, when I moved in with my mate and I found out that her sister's husband was my dad's schoolmate, and they still hang out and stuff. I was like, "Fair trippy."
Like,
but yeah, he ended up telling my dad, but my dad sort of slyly said, like, he's all right with it, pretty much. He just said he's all right with it, as long as I keep it to myself and don't, you know, have guys walking through the house naked and shit, like, you know. Or, yeah, he's all right.
And that's what the straight world thinks about us.
Exactly. But my brother, I think he knows, but apparently he's denying it, because...
It's quite funny, because you never denied your sexuality, but your brother is denying your sexuality.
Yeah. Like, he just doesn't believe it, because when I'm around him, I act like a guy. Mm. Anything else, he'd be like, what the fuck are you on about? Like, so it's pretty, yeah, I think he just doesn't realise what I'm really like, but it's all good.
Mm. So, do you know, are you ever going to tell him?
Nah, they already know. I don't really need to tell them, like...
Only your brother.
Like, maybe if I get a partner that I feel like I should introduce to my family, like a real good partner, you know, that I feel like I'm going to be with for a while. Like, I have a partner at the moment, and he's been introduced to my mum, but that's about it, and my sister. But I haven't taken... I don't want my nan to find out, though, because she's, like, a Christian.
Yeah.
It's, like, devil-worshipping shit. Like, yeah. She's, like, you know...
Even though it doesn't really say...
The devil... is in you. She'd accept it. I know she'd accept it, but I just don't want to give her the opportunity to, like, you know.
Mm.
I just want to... Yeah, when she finds out, she finds out. I don't think my dad would ever tell her.
Just in case he thinks that, oh, she might get a heart attack.
Yeah. She's had a heart attack too, so... Not really, just Christmas Day last year.
Oh, dear.
Had to be on Christmas Day, it's her favourite day of the year, and she has a heart attack.
Maybe too much excitement.
Yeah.
Oh my god, presents!
Now, she doesn't get any presents, she just loves buying, like, Christmassy stuff. Like, she sets up her whole lounge like a Christmas town village. Mm. She has, like, the frothy foamy stuff for the snow, and, like, all these little people, and the houses have lights inside, so it makes it look like the lights are on, and street lights, it's, like, crazy. She just hardly gets into it.
Has she actually started putting it up yet?
No. She puts it up about end of November, or starts to, because it takes about a whole month to bloody... She probably puts stickers, like, on the door. And
then takes it a whole month to take it down.
Yeah. She, like, usually leaves the stickers on just because she can't be bothered scraping them off and having to scrub that sticky stuff off. She's like, we still got one Christmas sticker on our toilet from last Christmas.
Mm.
Like, they just, no one's decided to just yank off. One of them just fell off.
Mm.
That was on the toilet seat. That just fell off. And I just remember seeing it on the ground somewhere and I was like, checked it out.
Like, not touching it.
Yeah. I was like, that's been on the toilet for about, what, 6-7 months? Yeah. I was like, man, gross.
So you're currently in a relationship?
Yep.
Yeah. What's that like for you?
Hard.
Why is that?
So much to do, so many places to be, so many people to please, because I have my puppy and then I have
How many relationships are you in?
No, I just mean, like, you know, I've got to be home for my mum and my puppy, and I've got to be at work, and then I've got to be with my boyfriend, and it's like, works pretty much half the day, every single day of the week that I'm there, more than half the day, most of the time. I'm sleeping the other half, and then on top of that, I've got to be, like, in two different places at two different times, and he's moaning. And
puppy, puppy, puppy.
We currently had a fight about my ex-best friend. She stole off me. He didn't like her, but because she sort of took me in when I needed a place to go, I let her live with me for a while, and I was, like, pretty much paying for our food, paying for, like, petrol to get us around, taking her to her interviews at Wynn's so she could get on the benefit. I mean, I was paying for her for about 6 weeks until her benefit got accepted, and she got back paid, and then the first thing she went and spent the money on was pretty much just drugs. I was like, oh, fuck, yeah. And that, we had a big argument about that, and then I let it go, and then had another argument, let it go, just kept letting things go, and then Junior, my boyfriend, he got over it and just said, you know, I don't want her anywhere near me, and then we were just like, I had to be there for her, because she was staying at my nan's house, you know, I couldn't just leave her there by herself. So pretty much, as soon as I finished, we could go up there, and then she'd want a drink, so we'd drink, you know, I want to have a drink after work, and he was just like, felt like he was being left out, sort of thing, which is completely understandable. I just needed to spend more time with him.
And yeah.
So we're all right, I suppose.
That's not good. As relationships do.
Yeah.
So, how do you meet other people in the gay community?
No, I don't really.
They meet you.
Yeah, like, oh, now, like, oh, on Facebook mainly, but I don't really talk to any of them because I don't really know them. I only talk to people I know. I'm not good at bringing up conversations.
So, what is your definition of virginity?
Does that mean, am I a virgin?
What?
What does that mean?
What is your definition? Like, what's your personal opinion on virginity?
I get lost at a young age. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I don't really have a personal opinion. It's like...
You never thought about it before?
No.
Never occurred to you?
No.
When you're thinking about it now, what do you think about it?
Are you talking about being a virgin, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I think about it most of the time, I think I am still a virgin in one way because, like, you know how when chicks lose their virginity, all that stuff happens, and I haven't really done that fully? Not yet. So
and
I
again,
still
you're
feel
not a chick.
Like. Yeah, yeah, I know, but like, I still haven't, like, had sex fully. Like, so I still feel like I am, you know, but. Don't know what I'm doing, sort of thing. Sort of scares me a bit, sex. It's just like, you know, but on the wary side. Don't really want to get into it with anyone that I don't really, you know, I just don't want to hurt anyone's feelings and stuff. And that's what I think the main thing with my boyfriend is. I don't want to hurt his feelings. Yeah.
That's something waiting to happen.
Yeah.
So, have you ever experienced or received any abuse because of your sexuality or gender identity?
Nah. In high school, you know, a couple of little things.
Like
just like verbally just abusing me, but it was like, get over it sort of thing, you know, just walk away. No point in getting to an argument, but a couple of people, like, yeah, we've got into arguments and they've mentioned a couple of things and I've definitely backed my shit up, you know. It's like, nah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, well, thank you for that interview.
Oh, that's alright. Thank you.